today on the Mike O'Mara Show.
And then they're coming out in the PPE, the scrubs,
yeah.
The mask, the visor, and what they were doing is they're looking around for cars. Now, you give them the car that you're in. You give them the model of the car you're in, but they're still, and I thought that it just seemed
but
a little
still, you would think that rapid testing would have their act together more so than a Panera. Where they actually have
it's what
a
it
set
was.
Space where you should be.
It's hard to celebrate or get in the, I guess, the mood, especially because there's so much going on. Mike, you remember your birthday? Your birthday was meh, right? It wasn't like over the top. Your birthday.
Yeah, I mean, I didn't birthday. Think the 61st was a, you know, I mean, I'm just cruising down to Casket Town. That's
yeah, but
the
this
way
COVID-19...
They make me think of that bit with Justin Timberlake dressed as the wrapping paper, cruising on down to Casket Town.
Casket Town.
All that and more. The Mike O'Mara Show starts now. Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
Today's episode of The Mike O'Mara Show is brought to you by our bonus packages. Please go to MikeO'MaraShow.com and click on the bonus banner. You'll get access to all of our bonus content, and even better, you'll be helping out TMOS. So please, quit sucking, and we thank you.
Available on demand every day in iTunes and the Google Play Store, and around the world on MikeO'MaraShow.com. What more can we do for you? It's The Mike O'Mara Show.
How's your hair?
Terrible. It might be terrible for 3 months.
Why?
It takes 3 months to grow the thin part back.
Did you cut it too short?
No, I didn't cut it at all. I'm just, it's a pain now. It's a pain. I've gone from a shaved head than getting a guy to come out here and sit outside and shave my head to, you know, it's terrible. He's not coming out again. Not for those prices.
You won't go to a hair transplant institute, but will you maybe dye your hair? It could thicken it.
No.
GLH, no Mike, means great looking hair.
I've always been proud of the fact that I never dyed my hair. I dyed my beard. Mm-hmm. And I've always been proud of that. And I like the natural, you know, O'Mara progression of sideburns up through the rest. And you can see that, you know, I mean, really, well, let's take that off there. That's not in need of dye. That's all gray. And it looks gray on the side. And I'm not worried. But I mean, if it was just to
it's almost
the,
Mike,
thin
like you've
part,
got a,
you
know? the front part there is almost like an isthmus or a peninsula of hair that looks different than the rest of your hair.
Well, and it almost coincides with the line of demarcation, which is the headphones.
I almost wonder if the headphones might be the cause.
I had thicker hair when we started this show.
Yeah.
11 years ago today.
Maybe it's radiation from your headphones.
That could be, but no, because it wouldn't be radiation because they're not wireless headphones.
I think it's 5G.
You pain 5G in the ass.
5G got him.
Hypocrite,
yeah.
Oscar.
Yeah.
Happy anniversary, gentlemen.
Yes.
Happy
and to you as well.
Yes.
11 years ago. Yeah. That's my favorite happy anniversary. And now when you play this, I like it so much because I like the. I like the bass. Can you crank that up, please, a little bit? Hey, everybody! Happy anniversary. That's right. 11 years ago today, the Mike O'Mara Gang got together, decided to form a little podcast group after we were SCAD by the great corporation known as CBS Radio. Had a fantastic time, and then we jettisoned the dead weight about midway through, and we've been happy ever
since. I'm so happy for you, baby.
That's great.
Does this qualify as Yacht Rock, you think? I think it does.
Yes. Yeah, 1,000% Yacht Rock. Mm-hmm. Who does it? Who is it?
Little River Band.
Little River Band, where they're up-tempo. That's Little River Band's up-tempo.
Yes, exactly.
Isn't Reminiscing, is that the Little River Band?
I believe that is them as well. And let's see what we got by Little River Band. They're a fine,
I like the
a
Little
fine
River
study.
Band.
A fine
that's
study.
In fact, that's some of the Yacht Rock adult contemporary music bands. That's one that I would actually listen to and not be disturbed. Mm. Little River Band would be on that list. I like the Little River Band. Like their name. Liked everything about them.
I think
about,
might have been Australian. Were they Australian?
He was talking.
Yeah, it's okay, Rob. No problems.
Go ahead, Oscar.
They're Australian. You might want to look that up, and I can live and die by knowing if they were or not. Thank you.
Charming as always, to a fault.
The Yacht Rock experience for me started with just, I had a great time discovering it, and then I don't, like some of these pre-planned lists on Spotify, they must be curated by just, like there's some people that can just upload their playlist, but there are some garbage songs in Yacht Rock.
I think probably, and this is someone who was immediately into it, and it burned faster than a brush fire on, you know, in California. You know, it was, they don't burn for a short time. Terrible analogy. What is this one?
Cool Change. Little River Band Mike was formed in 1975.
Thank you for sending me the explosion.
In Melbourne, Australia.
Why isn't that on? Why isn't that on? Why isn't my explosion on? What the hell is wrong?
Oh, yeah, I don't know this song.
You might know the hook.
How does the hook go?
Time for a cool change.
Oh, maybe. That's weird.
I love the. I just got the end of the explosion.
Some of the rubble there.
This is when I always get a little paranoid. Why would that volume level have been turned down? No reason for it other than little hands.
Little hands?
And a play date on yesterday, all day long, with those little monsters running up. How's that sound? That level okay?
Perfect. Dead on.
Absolutely. That's the way my paranoid brain works. I go, absolutely. Oh, here we go. Well, what's this one?
Help is on the way.
Oh, man. Yeah. What are you playing? Every garbage Little River song?
I'm going in order. All right, how about this one? Lighthearted, of course.
Yeah, you're going in order. Are you going in order of alphabetized?
The number that came up. Oh, Mike, here's their biggest hit.
Hey, everybody, this is one I was thinking about. Yeah.
This
is fantastic. Do a little reminiscing. Yeah. What a perfect song for a beautiful Monday anniversary show. 11 years, Rob and Oscar and Mike making this great radio show together. Hope you have a great time. And for all you big supporters, you're the ones who should be celebrating this anniversary. Have a great day at S&D from Mike O'Mara. what's this one?
Take It Easy on Me.
You're playing these were not played songs on the radio.
This was a hit. Yes, it was.
No, this was not a hit. Not a big hit.
No.
I don't remember Glenn Hall's playing this.
My favorite by them is slightly more obscure. I love this one. Do you like the Night Owls?
All right, we're done with the Little River thing. Right. You destroyed it by playing every garbage.
At least you
so reminiscing and happy anniversary. Is there anything else that might even be remotely listenable?
We just went through the entire...
That was the whole catalog, right?
The playable catalog, yeah. They had another mid-charter called The Other Guy, but at this point, I don't think it would be worth playing.
Oh, that's nasty.
Yeah.
That is nasty, nasty, nasty.
Bad business.
She is nasty, Miles. Nasty, nasty, nasty.
It's hard to celebrate or get in the mood, especially because there's so much going on. Mike, you remember your birthday? Your birthday was meh, right? It wasn't like over the top. Your birthday.
Yeah, I mean, I didn't think the 61st was a, you know, I mean, I'm just cruising down to Casket Town. That's
but
the
this
way
COVID-19.
They make me think of that bit with Justin Timberlake dressed as the wrapping paper, cruising on down to Casket Town.
Casket Town. Casket Town.
The pandemic haze.
Yeah.
Like, you got to fight through it. You really do. We all do.
Yes.
We all do.
I went to bed at 9:30 last night. I ate a melatonin and I slept straight through till 6 a.m., which for me is a triumph.
Glorious.
And I feel today as though I have been kidnapped and drugged by a cartel. I really am that logy today. I will be returning to my normal 6-hour shifts because that's what works
is
for
it
me.
Too
a good
much
solid
sleep?
6 hours.
Yeah.
Well, it had to be something. I've taken more melatonin and been better, but today was just like, and of course, we've got Winslow in the crate. Winslow, who's, this week going to get the chop chop. So,
that'll change his mood.
I hope so. I hope so, because I somehow now I have been tasked, and sorry about talking about a dog. I apologize.
No,
it's not on my show prep, okay?
All right.
Baby DJs, it's not on my show prep. I hate talking about dogs. I have to be pulled. I'm pulled by him. He's so testosterone, adrenaline filled that he yanks me around, and I got sandals on at that hour of the morning with gym shorts and going out and seeing the old people that get up at 5 a.m. And anyway, I'm in a bit of a funk.
Everyone
today.
Is saying
Monday morning funk.
Everyone
is
saying what a bad year 2020 is, but it's really bad for Winslow. He's
it's
just
bad,
got that
bad
extra.
For Mondays too.
Yeah,
Monday. We woke up this morning. The only person in a good mood was my wife, who was going to get blood work for her annual physical. Other than that, Michael was pissed off. I was pissed off. But Michael and I will take each other out of our pissed off mode by just doing shtick, which is fantastic. But he's kind of like, you know, the first hour is more like, daddy, he'll speak to me and it'll go along something like this. Danny, I can't speak to you if you are speaking with that voice that I can't hear.
Yes.
Danny, and then he'll continue it. What I said was, I said, can't, no. The whining is cutting all the audio that I would be frequency, hearing out of the equation.
Yeah.
And then it finally gets, I said, what are you saying? He said, I'm sad. And I'm like, hey. I get it.
There you go.
I get it.
Yeah,
it's Monday. It's Monday. You have a test. I get it. I understand how it works.
Say, welcome to Omeritown.
That's right. It's right next to it. It's adjacent to Casket Town.
Being sad all the time.
Yeah.
Being sad. No, but it's funny that, Rob, you brought it up that, and Oscar, maybe we were talking about it before the show. Is it, I think we may have stumbled on something here that you'll probably see written about. And it's not seasonal affective disorder.
Right.
It's COVID holiday disorder.
Yeah.
There is
CHD.
No, there is no joy. Joy at this time of year often involves intermingling.
Mm-hmm.
And there's very little intermingling. You know, we
forced intermingling.
What's that?
Forced intermingling.
Intermingling.
Forced intermingling?
Yes. Like,
what
does
that mean?
If you had to go to an office party, or you had to go to a neighbor's house, or you had to go see your friends, like, it's not something people really want to do. We're like, I guess we got to do this. But once you get there and get hammered, you're having a great time.
Yeah, some of those holiday social obligations, and that's the word, the obligation of doing it. It usually turns out okay, but you wouldn't go there by choice.
Well, I mean, there people are doing things, you know, and they're doing things.
Not down
here. I just don't. I don't do anything.
Nothing.
I mean, I'm not doing. I have nothing. We have a dinner. We're talking about dinner on Christmas Day.
Right.
Are you doing Christmas cards?
Carla asked me, so that's probably a yes. And okay. I kicked it over to her. When I've been engaged. Remember, we had VistaPrint, one of our favorite sponsors.
Love to get
them back someday. Yeah. That would. And I don't say that about a lot of advertisers that we've had on the show and no longer have. That's one that I really loved. Getting in there and doing Christmas cards and business cards because they had good deals, and they blew out about 400 podcasts about 5 years ago, mm-hmm. something 3 years ago. I love doing that. I used to like the process of Christmas cards. I think she mentioned it to me maybe this morning, maybe yesterday morning. I was like, yeah, you do that, and I was just on my way.
Yeah.
That was it. I put Christmas lights on the tree. Rob was talking about doing his Christmas lights. And I wrapped the tree once. You were talking about, you're just not into it.
No,
I'm not into it either.
It feels like a joyless obligation. We're doing cards this year only because Carrie had a good idea, and she said she'd take care of it. I said, fine. So last night I sat down and signed them. Robert had already signed them. And I really marvel at a highly functioning boy of 17, how he still writes like a toddler. When you get the card and you see the way,
I think we know why, don't
he writes
we?
The word. Well, Mike,
structure.
It's withdrawal as well, but the shaky hand. But I mean, something like decorating the tree with the kids, which I got to do yesterday, is normally a joyful endeavor
Very
for me.
Happy.
Love to put on some Christmas music, go through the ornaments because I got ornaments that predate me.
It's a joyful endeavor in our house because I moved to a different state.
That's right.
I'll be back. Good luck.
It was so much, and it felt like going through the motions yesterday. And it was really, and when I stepped back, I thought of it, I was like, I used to really like this. But now it's like, well, we got to get it done anyway. Let's get it done early so we can look at the tree. And that's the way
it felt. We have to be adults, and we have to accept reality that a 2021 Christmas will make it more special than ever. It'll be, hopefully by then, we will be in a different space, I think. I hope, although, you know, as much as I was glorifying these vaccine companies, you know, welcome to Hedge Bet University, you know what I mean? Where it's just like, oh, we might, supply chain, and we're, you know,
well, how many days
dosage and a prioritize. It's like, dudes, you've had, you know, I know you got the vaccine 7 months ago.
Yeah.
But I think really as far as supply, you know, please. Can you get everybody covered?
How many days do you think they need to roll it out? Do they have like a schedule for the roll? How many days do you think they have?
You watch the news.
But do you think they'll get it out by Christmas?
Did they teach you that there? This is, well, no, they're not going to roll it all out by Christmas. They're,
they have.
All right. I'm sorry. We're having a serious discussion. Don't let anything get in the way of OCD.
18 days,
Mike.
Only got 18 more. Here he comes. There he is.
It's later than you think. Only 18 more shopping days till Christmas.
He just tested positive.
Mike.
Oh, to Mike. Be you.
I the burden, have never
the
wished.
The burden of caring, absolutely, and not even nowhere in your body. Yes, yes,
I have
Oscar.
Never been wished. I never, I'm sorry. I've never wished to be 65 more than I did yesterday.
Because
I was talking to my old man, and he's like, you know.
Oh, because they're going to get it for you.
Yeah. Yeah. Please, baby, Jesus. The sands of time. Everybody wants to be younger. I want to be older. Thank God. Thank the stars if you're over 65.
Do you think they're doing that because they're more at risk or because it's the vaccine's not quite 100% safe yet, so let's test it on them?
No, Rob, you joke, but I was listening to satellite radio yesterday, and people were, Gayle King, I don't know how I stumbled onto her.
She's got a satellite radio
got
show?
A Today Show channel, and that's, or not Today Show, she's got her own
CBS
show.
This Morning
It might
channel?
Be an Oprah channel, where she's on. Yeah,
wow. How did she get
that's
that
good.
Gig?
And then that's good. She got the morning show gig on CBS, yeah. And she's working her ass off for Oprah, too, because Oprah got her that gig.
Yeah.
That's awesome, you know?
So she's got callers calling, and they're like, so are you going to take the vaccine?
I wish she could do something
out?
With that hair, you know? I don't know whether it's a wig or whether it's a, but she's got the lazy hair. Yeah. She
I haven't
is
seen.
Like,
I haven't really watched
King's
her.
Hair always, oh. I'm not a fan. I'm not.
Maybe
I'm not,
that's
I'm not
why they shoved her off to the radio. Can't
in
see
fact,
her hair.
I don't like that anchor guy. I hate his hair, too. He's got the kind of hair where it's like, that guy spends more time on his hair than, you know, most prom dates.
Is he a haircut?
Oh, he's a haircut.
He's a tie rack.
He's got a haircut. I won't take any advice for it. But anyway, that's good. What was she saying?
Well, not what she was saying, but the callers that were calling in, half of them were like, I'm going to wait and see a year, see how this vaccine rolls out. And then I might take it. And then the other half said, look, I know what COVID-19 is going to do to me. Double hockey sticks.
Right.
Said it beautifully. I didn't get a chance to quote you, but I was going to quote you where... I don't want to say goodbye to my family through an iPad.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That was a brilliantly put thing. I think that was an Oscar original, wasn't
it? Yeah.
I mean, that was pretty damn good. I like that, you know, but it won't register down here. And by the way, when they vaccinate the 65-year-olds, they'll get their vaccines down here. That's why we gather in the parking lot. That's why people wear masks. Mm-hmm. But they will still poo-poo it.
Had to do it.
Yeah.
You know.
You wouldn't believe the line.
Print it. I'll record it.
Yeah,
I'll try to record it clandestinely. I had a line out of the block.
Where'd you get your test? I went down and took a left on Estero and
right. Well, wasn't I bitching about getting my 15-minute test?
Of course. Yes.
But I wasn't bitching about the inconvenience. I didn't mind the inconvenience of it. What I was bitching about was it seemed rather scattered.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So when they tell you, I didn't mention this, and I should say I'm glad I was able to get it. But when I went down to get the test, they tell you, I saw a gathering at the front door.
Mm-hmm.
Including sick, I call her sick lady. No one else was sick but her, as far as she was concerned. She was sitting on a bench in the sun, and it was not a cool day. It was not an overly warm day. It was in between. It's a Florida day, so it's warmer than it's what you would get 75, 80 degrees. That's a warm day,
sure.
Right? And she's sitting there on the bench with the sun, and she's got perspiration, and she's doing this. And I went, and they said, you have to go to your car, sign the sheet, go to your car. Go to my car, found another parking space a little closer where they could see me. And then I watched the lady get up, get down. And then they're coming out in the PPE, the scrubs, the mask, the visor. And what they were doing is they're looking around for cars. Now, you give them the car that you're in. You give them the model of the car you're in. But they're still, and I thought that it just seemed
but
a little
still, you would think that rapid testing would have their act together more so than a Panera, where they actually have
that's
a
what it
set
was.
Space where you should be. Right.
And all I was doing, about every third time one of the people would come out in the PPA, sick lady who was on the bench for, I guess, maybe dropped off. No, she wasn't dropped off because I saw her get into a car.
Ah.
She would speak to one of the PPE people. And I'm like, there you are again. There you say some question that you have. Because if you've ever been behind a line with old people, they will get their answer and then you will have 15 more questions.
Mm-hmm.
Just for no other reason than to inconvenience you. They look in back of them. They see how many people are standing in back of them. If it's more than three, I'll come up with some questions that will allow me to be up here longer. Anyway, so it was a little scattered. But I was still happy to do that. But people hate inconvenience down here.
Is it,
they hate it. That's
more so
here.
There than you would say maybe in Washington, D.C.?
In Washington, D.C., people hate not being in the VIP room. Do you
That's
know
it.
What I mean?
Yeah, exactly.
In Washington, D.C., it is an entitled market where everybody wants to be. I went to several functions where it's like, here's your exclusive ticket. And, I was there with 7,000 of my exclusive friends,
Exactly.
To pay for the exclusive closed bar. That's it. Never like that. But, anyway, but down here, I guess it's good that the old people are getting vaccinated first.
Yeah.
And I'm, of course, story of my life, I'm just missing out.
Yeah.
That's the way it's going to work.
I bet I've got another complaint that you'll hear down there a lot, Mike. Like, I got vaccinated, but it was so cold. The vaccine was freezing.
Chilly.
Just the worst.
Is that how they're going to roll it out? See, I had complained to Rob about not reading the news,
it's
not watching it.
First responders, and then if I'm being completely transparent, it's first responders, and then it goes to homes. It goes to homes.
Nursing homes.
Yes.
Yeah. And by the way, call them what they are. All right. I thank you for doing that.
Assisted
living facilities. Nursing homes.
Nursing homes. Exactly.
Leisure World and the Villages will get it first.
That's right. My cousin Teddy, God bless him, we were having a family dinner before my mom was going to go to her assisted living facility, and everybody was remarking on how delicious this home cooked meal we were enjoying. And Teddy, sitting next to my mom, I believe my mom loved Teddy, and was sitting next to him. And Teddy takes a mouthful of food and goes, "Won't get this kind of food in the home." Just friggin' love it. Tell you one thing, I can say a lot about my family members, but the sense of humor, Gene, alive and well. Won't get food like this in the home.
I know there are a lot of
because we were raised going to nursing homes, which we were.
There's a lot of dynamics in every family. You know, a lot of complicated dramas and stuff, and anybody that has relatives can relate. But would you say that Teddy is one of the more universally loved people in your family? Is he high up there?
My sister and I, my side of the family, which is just my sister and I, we get along very well with Ted.
Yeah.
Ted is somebody who's got a great sense of humor.
Amazingly cool. He's so
fun. He gets the joke. Yeah. He gets the joke. And he's very funny, and I like spending time with him. So it's, I can't speak to his side of the family because I don't know it that well, so I'm not sure what the dynamics are. But there is always, at my expense quite often.
Yes.
It is the nature of my personality that I will, for the rest of my life, something will never change. Mm-hmm. I will never not gravitate to people who are good at busting my balls.
Yeah.
It's just the way I roll.
Mm-hmm.
You know what? I am still thinking about my friend who is a radio guy who hopefully will be joining us on our Wednesday Christmas party, probably via Zoom, even though he lives in the community next door.
Yeah.
Just to jam three of us in here might be a little awkward. And I think for Covey and all that.
Mm-hmm.
I decided that I'm going to mess with him because he's having a tough day.
Okay.
And so he's walking up to his golf ball and he's getting ready to tee off. And I said, "Where'd you get those shoes?" And I said it just with that. I said that now when you do that to somebody,
it's great.
When you do that to somebody, you really, really want them to hit like the best shot they've ever hit.
Yeah.
All right. You don't want to have happen what happened to him.
Oh, no.
And he topped it and he pushed it into the cabbage, as we call the cabbages, hitting it into the swamp, the weeds, the whatever. And I was not happy about that. And he's pissed. And at that point, I shut up. All right. And then I'm getting ready to hit. And, he's going, I probably would have hit it straight if Dom DeLuise over here hadn't made that joke.
I'm just the driver.
You told me it was a good line. Yeah. So, when the whole group laughs, that's it. And at the end, he was calm I said, "Dom DeLuise." I said, that really, really hurt. He said, "Yeah, you were the shoes." I said, "Yeah, you look like they look like golf shoes. They look like you'd be, the night shift at a Denny's with those shoes."
You bought a Dom DeLuise shirt one time?
I didn't tell him that story out in California. Your memory.
Yeah.
How do you remember? Rob was part of that. Didn't I give it to you?
Yeah, because you said after you purchased it.
One of those rare occurrences where I bought a shirt too big.
But you were told it was one of Dom DeLuise's suppliers as you were paying.
Yeah.
And you you couldn't cease the deal, and you took it home and you've said, "Rob, I want you to have it. On me, it's a little too blousy."
Blousy shirts. Every fat guy has put on the shirt where the armholes are like this.
Yep.
They're tiny, and then the waist part, it's like men that have spaghetti arms and are fat. And there are one out of maybe 50 fat guys that are going to fit into that,
yeah.
Right? And the ones that do, they're hard to miss.
It's an odd
kind. I mean,
kind.
They look like, really, they look as though the last time they exercised may have been when they were struggling to come down the birth canal. Okay, that looks like really, that was probably the last time they used any of their upper body strength, you know, just kind of going,
Oscar, the cut of that shirt was if you were walking down the street and a stiff breeze came up, it would go foomp. And it would just like a Macy's
balloon.
Size
of the arms?
Yeah,
size of the arms would form a perfect seal.
Exactly.
If you button the top button and you jump out of an airplane, you'd probably come down safely. Just go. Look at that. Look at that. He's doing well. He's doing well with that. I think I bought that on Sunset Boulevard.
You did. And it was not cheap.
Like a men's story. It was an expensive shirt.
Yes.
Back in the days where I could afford offensive. expensive, not offensive. But anyway, what the hell are we talking about? It's Monday.
It's fun. Breaking balls.
Yeah. And the shoes.
Busting balls. Yeah. It's a lot of fun. That's what I truly enjoy. And I enjoy joke telling as well. Joke telling is spectacular. And there are good joke tellers. But, you know, if you see somebody that's just like, if I'm having a conversation with somebody, you know, that's a really nice shirt, boy. That's great. How you been? How's it going? Sunny day today. Oh, God. Stop it. Stop it. Stop it.
Yeah.
I like the you know, and that's why I've enjoyed, to make it, to come full circle.
Yeah.
That's why I've enjoyed the 11 years doing this fabulous
Aww.
Program and enjoying this and with our and our listeners, really, if you told me
Wonderful.
that I was going to carve off another chunk of years and no sign of slowing down on this guy yet, all right? Just remember, Carly's having her physical today. Mine's coming up in January, all right? I'll let you know after that. But so far, no signs of slowing down and, you know, dodged another COVID bullet down here.
Attaboy.
How about that? Yeah, stay safe, everybody.
And you celebrated.
Have I celebrated the 11th year anniversary of this show?
No, have you celebrated that you dodged the bullet?
I felt a moment when I came back negative, and that was Thursday when I was tested. When I was walking through Costco,
I
may have been whistling Christmas music along with the Muzak over the PA system.
That's sweet.
You know? Yeah. Did you trick yourself into being happy, or was it just a facade?
I was happy. I was happy until I got to the checkout line.
Yeah,
then I was happy. I was really, you know, just going doop 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 doop. Oh, frozen scallops in my cart. There, I'm getting those now. They're too expensive for me, but I don't care because I don't have COVID. La 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 la. Oh, there's what I came in here for.
Yeah.
The avocado's looking really ripe to me. They are so so sweet. Yeah. So I was very very happy, and I'm still, you know, grateful, but I'm more grateful for the fact that I've had you two in my life for 11 wonderful years of a great anniversary.
Blown by.
It's been a, like a blink of an eye, the 11 years together. It's been great.
And
I mean, Mike, you and I go back to 92. So,
right?
I mean, it's a wonder that we're still together, I believe. I think it's very nice.
Well, it's fantastic. And I'm very happy. And I'm happy that we've had this listener base. And I am telling you, whatever we do in 2021, all right, and I'm looking to the fall of 2021. Mm-hmm. Don't think we're going to rush anything to do in the spring, but the fall of 2021, we got to start thinking about it sooner than later to do something really, really special.
Hell yeah. Right?
Yes, I agree.
Right.
Yeah.
And and most importantly, and I hope I don't put anybody off by saying this, but you know, be ready. We're going to charge you more than we ever have. Thank you and happy anniversary.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. You can listen to the Mike O'Mara Show at www.mikeomaraShow.com.
Stay tuned for an outstanding entertainment program.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Let's get down to business.
From the entertainment capital of the world.
Mainly French cuisine. No, sir. Mayor Daly no longer dines here. He's dead, sir.
Oh, no. I thought it was supposed to be 5 years. Didn't you get 5 years?
No, sir, not you.
Mr. Fabulous, how marvelous it is to see you. You're looking younger than ever.
Wait, you guys can't come in here.
Nonsense, my dear fellow. My brother and I have come to dine to celebrate my early release from the service of the state.
We seek a full meal and all the compliments of the house.
Come, Elwood. Let us adjourn ourselves to the nearest table and overlook this establishment's board of fare.
Good evening, Shea Paul.
Wait, hey! Give us a bottle of your finest champagne, 5 shrimp cocktails, and some bread for my brother.
copy of a Dom Perignon 71 at $120.
That'll be fine, pal.
Come on, seriously, you guys. The food here is really expensive. Come on, let's go outside. I'll buy you a cup of coffee.
We're putting the band back together.
Forget it. No way.
We're on a mission from God.
Waiter, sir?
Yes, sir. How are your salads? The salads are fine. It's just that we'd like to move to another table. Away from those two gentlemen. They're offensive. Smelling. I mean, they smell bad.
Excuse me, sir. I'll see if I can locate another table for you.
Thank you.
How much for the little girl? The women. How much for the women?
What?
I want to buy your women, the little girl, your daughters. Sell them to me. Sell me your children.
Maitre d'. Maitre d'.
Cut it. Mona's gonna ask me to call the cops.
He just got out of Joliet. He's on parole. You can't call the cops on him, man.
We're putting the band back together.
I said no, absolutely not.
You, how much for your wife?
December 7th, a date which will live in infamy.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. Mike O'Mara, Rob Spiewak, Oscar Santana, and now, here's Mike.
For 11 years.
Oh, that's a great opening. Again, Mike, from the top.
For 11 years. I like to, for 11 years, making you fall out.
Fall out, like to fall out.
The Mike O'Mara Show is on now. Salt Lake City, Utah, Buffalo City, North Carolina, Yorktown, Virginia. Hey, Hira.
Yeah.
Hey, Hira. Hey, Hira.
Georgia. Devil's Lake, North Dakota.
Yes.
Man. And Bordeaux, France. Oh, who wants some vino?
Yes.
The Mike O'Mara Show is on now. Cooler weather makes it easier to miss signs of dehydration like overheating or perspiration. So it's even more important to keep your body properly hydrated during the winter months. With one stick of Liquid IV, Rob's holding it up right now, in 16 ounces of water, you get 2 to 3 times the amount of hydration as water alone. And since flu season is here, Liquid IV can support your immune system with increased hydration and essential vitamins. It can even help with hangovers after those extra holiday drinks.
Mm-hmm.
I would know nothing about that.
No, not at all.
No, I have been a regular connoisseur of Liquid IV. Liquid IV has gotten me through some very, very interesting weekend mornings.
Yes.
And maybe weekday mornings as well.
Sometimes.
Liquid IV's best-selling hydration multiplier now has 3 new flavors. Listen to these flavors if you like these. Guava, watermelon, and apple pie. Have you tried the apple pie, Rob?
This is apple pie right now. It's delicious and refreshing, and it tastes like fall. It's delicious.
It's really good.
Yeah.
Liquid IV has donated over 3 million servings in response to COVID-19 to hospitals, first responders, food banks, veterans, active military. To date, the company has donated over 6.7 million servings globally. It's convenient. I love it. And we all love it. And really, I love it that they give back. It's great. And it's great that they're doing that. That's the kind of company that can really help people.
Mm-hmm.
Liquid IV is available nationwide at Walmart and the beverage section, in the beverage section. Or you can get 25% off when you go to liquidiv.com and use our code TMOS. Why wouldn't you do that? Come on now.
Do it. Come on.
That's 25% off anything you order when you use promo code TMOS at liquidiv.com. Get better hydration today at liquidiv.com, promo code TMOS. I'm going to violate a rule that I have violated since I've done the podcast, since we are 11 years, but because I wouldn't do this when I was on the air in Washington, D.C., but hey, Big Blue, you know, gotta say, my boys yesterday, I said, this is a quote that came out of my mouth, because the only thing I really truly look forward to, I didn't look forward to my son's play date yesterday. It was like running around with his friend, and it was fine, but what I look forward to was 4:05. I was waiting for 4:05 to come so I could sit down and see if there was any chance that my Giants would not lose to the Seattle Seahawks 50-0. And lo and behold, the upset of the day, the upset of the day with my Giants, Big Blue, you know, doing something
12.
No other team in the NFC East was able to do. They were able to knock off a team with the, by the way, how's this for a low bar? They were able to knock off a team with a winning record.
Hey!
No team. in the NFC East this season has beaten a team with a winning record. How's that
so
for
standards?
So you
got standards? That going for you.
Perfect.
Yeah. And they played killer defense. It was fun to watch. It was fun, the old NFL. And by the way, I think his name might be Adam Amin.
Yes.
Who is now, and I didn't want to post this because people would say, you just like this because your team won. No, I think Adam Amin and Stinky Mark Schlereth, who used to play for the Washington Redskins, are a terrific duo. Even though Schlereth was from Alaska, and I think he's a closet Seattle Seahawks fan. So there they are. And, you know, when you have a season that you were all in on that starts with 7 losses, when your team is that horrible.
Yeah, it was garbage at the beginning.
And you stay with them, and you watch every game, you watch every losing effort, and then within one season, it's the condensation. It's the concentration, I should say.
Yes. It's the compression.
Of my philosophy of sports, where it is a formula. Put it on the chalkboard, Rob.
Yes.
It's an algebra formula that tragic losing divided by occasional winning equals better fandom.
Okay, so what we have is TL over OW equals BF.
That's it. That's
okay,
it.
Put it
on the board right next to Matt Damon and Good Will Hunting. This is so much. It's more fun, and I wish that for the Washington team too, because now you've got generations of toddlers, little kids that have grown up not knowing what it is to win, and it's fun to have that happen. So
has your son bought into your fandom yet?
He got to stay because the game was on right near his bedtime. I let him stay up late to watch the end of the game, but he's not totally into it yet. I'm not pushing that. He's a very normal 7-year-old, and I'm not pushing anything on him outside of piano, and he does have to go to his golf lesson. But there's not that.
I think that's wise, Mike.
Joy.
I think that's wise. My folks and my family never pushed sports on me.
I'm aware. Did they push anything on you?
disdain.
Complex carbs.
Complex carbohydrates.
No, the simplest of carbs. By the time I was 13, it was just, here's a bag of flour.
Did you ever have, when you were a little boy, were you able, did you at certain points during your day have to relinquish the television set?
Sure.
Like, did you have a main room that you watched your TV in?
Well, I mean, growing up, there was a TV. That's it.
One TV.
Yeah. And so.
So when would you be set? Would that be. Do you have that as. I'm just curious. This shot in the dark here. Did you have a memory of being sad when those moments would happen that you would no longer be able to. Because the adults were in the room, you wouldn't be able to control
the magic box. I can remember being sad getting up early enough in the morning that there was nothing good on TV. I remember being sad about that. Like, it would be like news and public affairs style shows. That was a drag. But, you know, remember in the days of four channels, most of the stuff I was into. I mean, what my folks would watch, I'd watch. So,
okay.
I mean,
right.
Even
and
when I
watch,
gave
like,
up control.
Yes, sitcoms,
yeah, sitcoms
like
and stuff like that. My mom and I were talking, things that don't exist anymore. And the topic came up of TV Guide. You never need a TV Guide anymore because all the information's in your television. So you used to get a TV Guide in the Washington Post, or also you could get the TV Guide magazine on the newsstand, which had a
Do you have memories of sharing a TV with your mom or dad, you know, of sharing like shows that were
well,
your dad was kind of
he took a hiatus.
Well, there was a bar, there was a TV in the bar where he was, but the I'm kidding. He was around,
you, Bob.
Yeah,
was he around or not? Was he?
No, I mean, he was.
Which
around,
one was around more often?
Remember?
Well, my dad moved out when I was in third grade. Third and fourth grade. So obviously my mom was around more, but before that, they
but
were both
around.
But he
didn't come back till senior year in high school.
No, as soon as he read about me in the trades.
Okay.
He came back.
That's my son, JFK.
He said,
I love JFK.
I love that radio station. My mom would, like this, she mentioned this to me, at this time of year would get the TV Guide and like go and find like the Christmas specials and stuff that were coming up in the week.
But what about regular TV?
Regular TV, we all watch the same stuff. I can remember watching like Happy Days and shows like that, you know, sitcoms. Because everybody watched the same stuff then.
Do you have any memory of that at all, Oscar? I did that too. I mean, we gathered
watching
around.
Watching TV with my parents?
As a society, we gathered around.
They were he would just watch. This is boring, but I have a fondness for the nightly news because when my dad would come home, or really my mom, but my mom didn't watch much TV. But when my dad would come home, whatever he wanted to watch went on the television.
Yeah, he's a
boss.
So
I grew up watching 60 Minutes.
Yeah.
And the news and CNN. Like, that's all he wants.
Oh, but you know what? That's so true. Oscar is younger enough from us that there's cable options.
But they weren't buying multiple televisions for multiple rooms yet because they were saving.
Yeah, but I mean, there would be no option for CNN for us because it didn't exist yet.
True.
We had a black and white television in the basement of the house that we all watched together. And I remember, I have a very, very fuzzy memory, but I have a memory of watching Ed Sullivan with my whole family.
Oh, cool.
That's awesome.
Brown bread. By the way, brown bread's a New England thing. Where has anyone ever had brown bread out of the can?
Yeah. I know.
Canned bread where you cut it. It's a disc, and you cut it, and like having beans, and then sitting down on the and watching that, and watching the Ed Sullivan Show, and then later on with my sister and my mom, the Mary Tyler Moore Show was a big part.
You saw
of
the moon
life.
Landing in Maine.
That's right.
We saw the moon landing in Maine. I remember Medical Center. Was a huge
great
Kathy
theme.
And my mom controlled the TV. Medical Center was a big deal. It's like a nighttime soap.
Really,
opera.
Kathy was in control.
Yeah, Kathy was in control. Yes.
How about that?
Oh, by the way, she called me back that day. So my apologies.
Oh, okay.
To her and I haven't gotten any information yet. But
you know what I remember watching back. Around with the family a lot was Carol Burnett. The Carol Burnett show
was
a big
another
one.
Good yeah. show.
What about Hill Street Blues?
Watch that.
That was later, but I watched that one. And we as
Thursday
we,
nights NBC 10 p.m.
As there you go. And I would have lit a, you. We would have put spikes in your hand, and you would have gotten that out. That would have been, that was so important for you to get that.
It's a
knee
jerk one
to do
for
that.
Me.
You somehow think it's valuable. You somehow think it's special.
It's part of me, Mike.
If only what was special, like before the show, and you said, how does that work, Oscar? If only that chip of Thursday night at 10 p.m. on NBC was rerouted to I know what to do when we have an audio.
If I were to do that surgery, Mike, if we were to do that surgery to me, I might end up a monster, a horrible monster.
That's true. That's true. You wouldn't be you. Yes.
Tonight at 5 p.m., the Washington football team plays the Pittsburgh Steelers. And then you've got the Buffalo Bills versus the 49ers. But this is what's... And you know this probably from the news.
It's a 5 p.m. game today, right?
Yeah, that's Washington football team.
Washington football team is a 5 p.m. game. Give them a name. Give them a goddamn name. You're making it impossible for people who are broadcasting to figure this out to say the Washington football team. For the love of God, give them a name, Danny. You dope.
Danny.
Jesus.
Danny.
Sorry.
So you've got the Bills and the 49ers from Glendale, Arizona, Mike, at 8:15.
Okay. Hey, by the way, you guys are in the city right now.
Yeah, yeah.
Any blowback on this lack of name? Anybody getting bitching? Anybody pissed about this?
No.
No one cares?
No one cares.
No. Well, I'm down here in Florida. Well, that's why I'll die at 65 before I get the vaccine. We got to take a break. Jesus God, the Washington football team. We're going to keep it that. That's what it's going to be. Hey, it's Christmas time, though. Hey, I'll calm down.
Yeah.
We'll come back with more on the Michael Mara Show.
It's Christmas time.
God damn it. F*** you all. I swear to God. F***ing menus.
I am freaking out.
I'll write it and we'll do it live.
I want somebody to use his f***ing brain to not come out of a damn record. And I got to talk about a f***ing dog dying.
I'm as mad as hell and I'm not going to take this anymore.
Hallelujah. Holy s***. Where's the Tylenol?
You better check yourself before you wreck yourself, honey. I don't even know why you're tripping with so many ways to chill and enjoy your favorite podcast. The Michael Mara Show is available on demand in iTunes and the Google Play Store, and even on Stitcher and Spotify. Subscribe on your favorite platform so you never miss an episode and you can relax.
Welcome back to the Michael Mara Show, brought to you by Solo Stove. We love them.
Yes.
It's such a wonderful product. So proud to tell you about it. There's nothing like a roaring fire to bring you back to what matters. Those fireside moments keep you grounded and remind you how to be human. We need that now more than ever. Solo Stove. We all got them. We all love them. Solo Stove creates the moments with stainless steel construction designed to regulate airflow and burn more efficiently. And they're easy to light. There's very little smoke. You'll wonder how there's so much fire. It's so neat. It's great. You don't get that campfire smell in your clothes. And it's easy cleanup. Solo Stove products are portable and built to last. Easy to light, totally portable. And Solo Stove gives a lifetime warranty with every purchase. You can take your Solo Stove over to your neighbor's house.
Sure.
Hey, neighbor, how about a fire? Now, what I wouldn't do is pick it up in that container and light it before you put it in the container. That would
be
problematic.
No. You want to take it, you would set burn it your down, knuckles. Then light it. Yes.
You don't want to burn your knuckles.
Right.
No one needs a reason to gather around the fire. Solo Stove just took away any reason not to. And now you can get $10 off when you use promo code TMOS at checkout. Just go to solostove.com. And remember, you get $10 off when you use promo code TMOS. And we thank you. I believe Mariah Carey, speaking of Christmas music, has a special, right?
And, yeah, she usually does every year, yeah.
She does now.
I'm sorry.
Apple Plus.
Apple Mariah Plus. Carey, look, we all can agree on this particular song that is
played. This is like special.
It's a remix.
This is from the Christmas special. Yeah. This is from the Netflix special.
Apple TV Plus.
Apple Max. HBO Plus. One of the streaming, unfriendly streaming platforms.
Yes.
One of the streaming platforms where the business suits got involved instead of the people that want to, you know, make their content. Okay, so.
Just to the complaint. See, the thing about Apple Plus, Mike, is it's unrewarding. Meaningless.
What did I watch? I started it. We didn't get through it. Tommy Lee Jones and Aaron Eckhart. Kind of a weird movie. We're about a third of the way through it. I think it was Apple TV Plus.
Okay.
All right. Apple. Listen. You love money. I know you like money more than anything in the world. And you love lines around the block when your phones are debuting. You love that, right? You want a piece of this content pie. I know that too. Mm-hmm. You want to make money, all right? What you want to do is you want to take a look at your competitor, known as the Flicks of Net.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
All right? Mm-hmm. The Flicks of Net, Netflix, has a platform that is so intuitive and so user-friendly, and they're prioritizing convenience for people who are watching it. Apple Plus, you suck more than sucking can be. Mm-hmm. You are so obsessed with your proprietary passwords and your two-factor authentications and all of this. You are so obsessed with this that you are forgetting the fact that, you know what people want to do when they want to go on a Sunday night and watch something on your platform? They want to watch a f***ing movie! And by the time Carla finally gets up off the couch and says, "What are you doing?" I said, "I am trying to weave my way through this quagmire of passwording, which is so ridiculously complex with Apple." And then, because the movie started like so many movies do, with the dialogue being, that I try to do this one simple thing. Yes.
Right.
I want to turn on the closed captioning.
He's a cake.
All right?
Sure.
So I have a Samsung little black remote, little monolith space age thing in my hand, and I pause the content on Apple. And then begins the press.
Oh, yeah.
Press. Simply trying to find the closed captioning. All right? And when you, when you have it, I was confused for a moment because it said closed captioning off next to English. So I said, "Oh, well, let me press on the off and that'll turn it to on." No, that was my choice. Okay. Apple, how about closed captioning on and then English or the variety? It's just a goat show every time, a goat F, if you will.
I will.
I really, really, I got you on that one.
You did. You beat me to it.
That's that chip again. That's it. Take that, rewire it, put it like, "I will figure out how the computers work in the studio." Put it right there. And then tie it together in a bow and do that.
But then I become a murderer, Mike. I become a murderer.
Yeah, I've seen it. Maybe just a couple film. Of them. Just a couple of them.
Just a couple murders?
Couple wires.
A couple wires. Just a couple of wires. Okay. It's another shtick. Okay, Shaq? I'm just, you not hear. How would I do that, Oscar?
How's it, Oscar, tell me what to do.
If he is hit by a bus,
it's fine.
Yes?
Do you know how we are if he's hit by a bus?
No.
Are you aware? Do you and your brother think about that? I think about him
getting hit by a bus all the time.
I know you do, but I'm thinking about him. You know, I'm just talking about prior to the show. I just want to make sure you're aware of that. He's, and I'm sorry for the profanity. Profanity bothers you. But anyway.
Mike, the movie you were watching, was it The Missing? Is it called The Missing? It's a Western?
Maybe.
Okay.
Yeah, that might be it.
Yeah,
I'm not sure.
It looks like it's a Howard film from 2003. So
No. This is a new one.
Okay.
This is a new one.
All right.
Aaron Eckhart, Tommy Lee Jones. That's
okay,
that's
then it's
in this
movie. Their second effort, then.
I'm happy mentioned just, and I don't want to get away from Mariah Carey too much, but we are so in the doldrums of movies coming to these online platforms.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Because there was a nice mix. Go to the theater, see this, and then you'd see something come out here, and then you'd be like, all right.
We're starting to see the content diminish, and it's getting crazy. Yeah.
No, because
Sunday night.
Mike, they have shelved all the good content for 2022, and the only people that are changing their tune and they're taking a swing at it, is HBO Max, where you've got this entire portfolio of 2021 releases, including this year, with Wonder Woman coming out from Warner Brothers straight to theaters and the home.
Yes.
Right.
Now, I think it's a pretty big gamble on there. But then you look at the all of the movies that are coming out outside of Wonder Woman, the next one, you're like, I don't know if I'm that hyped up on these other shows.
I'm trying to find stuff. And speaking of theaters, let's continue this discussion.
And Mike, I think it's called Wander. The movie you're watching is called Wander. Yeah.
That's exactly what it is. Okay. It's Wander. And review coming hopefully tomorrow.
Ooh.
I could knock it out today. I want to talk about the movies as far as when I saw a trailer for a movie, you know, in theaters coming out. Is anybody doing that anywhere?
I can't imagine. And I see, you know, where I'm seeing it a lot is there's always a movie they're promoting on Turner Classic Movies, like it's been re-restored or restored, and they're putting it on Blu-ray, and it says also in theaters on a limited run coming up December
20th. Let's discuss that, and we will continue this discussion on Mariah Carey and Christmas and ho ho ho, and 11-year anniversary, and we will do that when we return. Thanks. There's the music. We'll be right back, ladies and gentlemen.
Tonight on an all-new Maddie and the Mayor, Maddie makes a new friend and learns the true meaning of the holidays.
Let's face it. We all know that Christmas is a big commercial racket. It's run by a big Eastern syndicate, you know.
Then, on the Speewax, hilarity ensues when Uncle Nicky comes to visit.
I bring you tidings of great joy.
God bless us, everyone.
It's all part of a December to remember. Watch it along with the Mike O'Mara Show on your favorite platforms, YouTube, Instagram, Facebook, and at MikeO'MaraShow.com.
That was great.
Nicky Jimmy makes me laugh. That's fantastic. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. Your family has adapted to a lot of changes. You were just talking about it. And with some creative problem solving, you've discovered new ways to tackle life's day to day. So let's make the end of the year the start of something new. Let's talk about KiwiCo. With a KiwiCo hands-on science and art project, you'll give a gift that inspires curiosity and learning all year round. It really is, as the father of a seven-year-old, it's important to keep those those brain cells firing at all times and keep them engaged. You can really get into a rut. We get into them anyway, but it happens. The most wonderful gifts are the ones that spark wonder. And with KiwiCo's seriously fun and innovative crates, you can share new discoveries with everyone on your holiday list this year. It encourages children to be innovators and creative thinkers. I still love that KiwiCo got my son into astrology. KiwiCo is redefining learning with hands-on projects that build confidence, creativity, and critical thinking skills. There's something for every kid or kid at heart at KiwiCo. Get 50% off your first month plus free shipping on any crate line with the code TMOS at KiwiCo.com. That's 50% off your first month at KiwiCo.com, promo code TMOS. We're talking about streaming. I still think, and correct me if I'm wrong, the gold standard is Netflix with the way they do it. It's just so easy.
Agreed.
And I was saying to my wife last night, when you look at these streaming services with their own proprietary systems, that make it more frustrating, you're losing money. I mean, at a certain point, people are just going to quit when they're trying to negotiate around that, and it gets frustrating. And I think that I don't know what the statistics say regarding Netflix blowing away the competition, but I would assume they are.
Well, it's probably about market share, the way I understand it. Now these other platforms are just looking to take away or add to, you know, viewers' monthly subscription services. So you're like, oh, fine, I'll keep that, and then just become something that you feel like you have to have.
Netflix is so smart about it. There's almost not a time when I tune on Netflix that it has stuff I've been watching, stuff you might like, and then under it, trending. All and right. I mean, it's the three things you need to have.
So right.
Their
so
interface
right about
is
that.
Great.
Yes.
Let's put the interface aside. They have the best in the business. Let me
it's
ask
great.
You.
Continue ask, watching for. Hello.
Let me ask you about this Warner Brothers deal with HBO Max.
Okay.
And if you are at all enticed to get HBO Max, subscribe to it, because you'll get all these first run movies the day they come out in the theaters, like Mortal Kombat. Ding or buzzer for you, Mike?
Okay, boy, here we go.
Wonder Woman. Did you like the first one?
No.
Oh.
But this is going to be
action-adventure. It's action-adventure crap.
But it's in Georgetown in 1984. It's going to be cool.
What about for your son, Tom and Jerry?
Oh, talking about for me.
He loves Tom and Jerry.
Yes, Tom and Jerry. Okay, Tom and Jerry. I'll give Tom and Jerry. There we
all
go.
Right. Ding.
Oh, turn that down. Jesus Christ.
Because Godzilla vs. Kong.
Is there anything that doesn't have an explosion and CGI garbage? Is there a real movie in here? Yeah. God
in
almighty.
In the Heights, Mike. In the Heights. And it's a film adaptation from Miranda's Broadway musical. In the Heights. Do you know anything about it?
No.
Okay.
And I can't comment on anything unless I know.
Space Jam, A New Legacy. LeBron James.
Screw HBO Max.
the Suicide Squad.
That sounds fun.
Warner Brothers, can you make anything? No, this is the future
Matrix
film.
4.
Maybe. Just, you know what? I just lost my buzzer, Rob. I just lost my goddamn buzzer.
You use your buzzer so much.
You wore it out.
Sherlock Holmes 3, and then Malignant.
What's that like?
Anything.
An action adventure about people become zombies. Yeah, of course. Yeah, it's
a horror story.
Yeah.
You want to know why we're where we are in this country? Look at our culture.
Yeah.
Look at what we're. It's comic book, comic book, comic book, comic book.
Explosion.
No, don't tell a story. You know, I mean, where's the Shawshank Redemption? Where's the Cider House Rules? Where are some of the great movies that have stories? Where's Sideways? You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. They're all like blow up.
The Shawshank Redemption. They all got released early because of COVID, so there's no reason.
Well, Shawshank got bad in theaters, though, so it's been going along for a very, very long time.
But, it owes its success to Turner Network Television, because they show it every 25 minutes. Yeah.
You know, we talked about the whole Christmas thing and the whole, and I think that maybe that is diminishing the spirit with dealing with COVID right now. But Mariah Carey, if I'm looking for an individual who's going to lift me out of my my holiday malaise, I just don't think it's going to be Mariah.
Well, you know, I think that there are some of the go-to classic, like the cartoon specials that I'll still watch with the kids, and I'll still enjoy them too. Charlie Brown and Rudolph.
You can look in on that. It's nostalgia. It's pure nostalgia.
Is there anybody that has the sort of cachet to do a holiday special anymore and make it work? Because even when they do them with irony, it's still horrible.
They're all jive.
It's horrible.
We have to go back to a time where the stars were jive.
Yeah.
You know, you will never have anyone that will be able to match the jiveness of Andy Williams.
Oh, my God.
Or the jiveness of Bing Crosby.
Right.
Mm. Or the jiveness of Bob Hope. They were jive performers, and so it's very frustrating outside, because you can go, there's a big difference between, you know, somebody who's hack and somebody who's jive.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Perry Cuomo was jive, and but he was the singer. I can't think of anybody right now that I would put in that category.
What about Bublé?
He almost does it. Almost.
Almost gets away with it.
The one person.
I've got the world on a swing.
I can only think of one performer that could possibly do a Christmas special that would have any legs anymore. And that, of course, is Jane Lynch.
Jane Lynch would do it. Yeah. Get Jane Lynch in the thing. It's so hard. to find. It's just different. We're all over the place right now, you know? Mm-hmm. And that's amazing because Oscar was legitimately reading those movies from Warner Brothers that they're enticing people now.
Those are the ship has sailed.
I understand it. I'm a dying breed.
Yeah.
I am a dying breed. And, yes.
I guess for me, if I'm, look, I'm getting it regardless, just because I want to see these.
You're from that generation, though, that's what you like, the explosions and CGI. You know, you can't get a bigger explosion.
Mike, I'm a simpleton. I like my explosions.
You love your Transformer movies. I mean, you do.
When it comes to movies, that's what you like.
It is true. It is true. I was more leaning to the fact that, okay, they've basically said, we're counting on our digital platform. We're going to hurt theaters in a certain way, but we're going to focus on what we believe is the future.
What about this? Because I know nothing about how this works.
Okay.
But you listed all those. What about when HBO, regular, are they leaving the intelligent stuff to the regular HBO? So when you have what was arguably a smash hit, The Undoing, that everybody was talking about, and it was spectacular, and we all enjoyed it. Are they leaving that to the miniseries format?
And I hadn't thought about that. What if that becomes
seeding? Are they seeding the feature film to the blockbuster comic book piece? Yeah. Is that what it is?
Well, so the economics of any cable channel, I mean, the way I understand it is what. At least is if people are leaving cable television, those fees that the cable television like Comcast would have to pay HBO for having or carrying their channels are going down. So if you go directly to the consumer, then you're getting back that $4 to $5 that the cable company used to pay HBO or Warner Brothers.
It seems to me that the land of quality programming is left to the miniseries now.
I agree.
Right? You know,
and also that quality program. You talk about something like The Undoing.
Succession
is another one. The Queen's Gambit, the Queen's Gambit?
Queen's Gambit.
Those are all films that are beautifully shot, or programs that are beautifully shot, but wouldn't necessarily really benefit from a theater experience. Because when you talk about a theater experience, you have people around you, huge screen, big sound, rumbling speakers. The Queen's Gambit didn't need that. Queen's Gambit is fine on your television.
I think it's going to be the trend. I think you're going to see feature films really dominated by, which they have been for a while, by these big studio comic book releases. That's the land of the cinema.
You did ask going into the last break if you could still go to the theaters just briefly. You can still go.
I just don't understand when I see a trailer in theaters December something. I'm like, is anyone going movie theater?
Some of these movie theaters are getting as creative and, you know, trying to stay afloat as best as possible by letting you rent out a theater for as little as $100 during the week for like 10 of your friends, maybe your family, $300 on the weekend. And that makes
really?
Up for, that makes
That's
up
great. For I didn't
some,
know that.
That makes up for some of the gash, but like, you know, I don't know. Maybe if I had the means and I had a family and I cared about people, I would say, hey, like, you know, Luca, let's go to theater with your sister and Shannon, and we paid $100 to go see, to have a private theater, right?
That's not
you
bad
might
deal.
Do that, but you know who that's really. Look at this guy. Don't you think he'd love to do it? Wouldn't that be your world?
Yeah, if I could choose
Wouldn't
the movie.
You love
if I could
to choose that?
The
movie.
No, yeah, but they don't let him put the
Oh, you can't choose your movie?
Yeah. No, it's what they would
What if I just showed up with a Blu-ray of Dr. Zhivago and say, come on, slip it in. Come on, let's do it. Come on. It's just me.
But I mean, Rob's got a point. I mean, the point would be, wouldn't that be if you're renting a theater?
That's how you would reap. I think that's how the theater would really benefit.
Show
this
a film.
Porky's. Not Porky's 1, Porky's 2.
Oh, The Revenge.
Hello, is this the Shirley Duke? Hi, I'm Mike O'Mara. I'd like to recreate it's kind of a college memory of mine. You don't have that? Debbie Does Dallas.
Oh, no.
Behind the green door. Do you have that?
There you go. I'm wondering if I could rent the theater. Do you have a vintage copy of Caligula? would like to
the
know.
The European cut?
The European God of Caligula would be special.
But Mike,
that's cool.
Yeah, it is.
Something.
You know? And that's what AMC is doing. The Regal Cinemas are now have a no-sharing policy on nachos. So everyone's doing their part.
Sanitize before you reach into that bowl. Thank you. We'll take a break and come back with news you may not need right here on the Mike O'Mara Show.
humans. It's me again, Winslow, the Boston Terrier. One of the worst things about being a dog is that I can't talk. It's wicked hard. Not only does it make it impossible to ask for treats, it also prevents me from being a TMOS talking head. Imagine how fun it would be to sit down on a Friday morning, hop on your Zoom, and shoot the shit with TMOS. That would be a wicked pisser. I can't do that because I'm a dog, but you can. Just email your info to rob@michaelmerrisshow.com with your contact info and why he should choose you. And if you're wondering how a dog that can't talk can voice a promo, don't overthink it, okay? Hey, Tom Brady, how you liking Tampa? Woof.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show, brought to you by Theragun. I'm not sure if you've noticed lately, but these are stressful times. Whether you're an elite athlete or just a regular person trying to get through the day, muscle pain and muscle tension are real things. Even sitting at your desk battling Zoom meetings takes its toll. That's why I use Theragun, the handheld percussive therapy device that releases your deepest muscle tensions using a scientifically calibrated combination of depth, speed, and power. I was using it last night, and now it's as quiet as an electric toothbrush. That's because the all-new Gen 4 Theragun has a motor that's so quiet, you'll wonder if it's on while you soothe your aching muscles with Theragun's signature power, amplitude, and effectiveness. Try Theragun for 30 days. There is no substitute for the Theragun Gen 4. And with an OLED screen, personalized Theragun app, and the quiet and power you need, it starts at only $199. Go to Theragun.com/TMOS right now and get your Gen 4 Theragun today. That's Theragun.com/TMOS. You won't believe the way this thing feels. Theragun.com/TMOS. You're going to love it.
News.
First, it was toilet paper. Then it was hand sanitizer and bleach.
Yes.
And now there is a massive run on Flobies.
Oh, no.
The self-haircutting system that I didn't even know was still being sold. It looks like a vacuum cleaner. But it's not because of the pandemic. It's because George Clooney recently revealed he's been using a Flobee to cut his own hair for more than years. And the vice president of Flobee says sales have gone up tenfold over the past week. And they've completely sold out. Of course they've sold out, because that's what these companies like Flobee do.
Yeah.
And they're all gone. The company says that due to the surprise, quote, Clooney effect, it'll be at least 2 to 4 weeks before they can get supply back to meet demand. I guess every company wants to have that kind of problem.
And are we still on the same page that Clooney probably was just messing with us?
Who knows? The company hasn't worked with him before. They didn't even know he was a customer, but obviously they're thrilled, and they're planning on sending him a thank you package.
Oh, that would be nice.
I'm the man. Check.
Doesn't that reek of a company that just doesn't have its act together, you know?
A man who gave his friends millions of dollars in briefcases is going to get what? Like a Flobee t-shirt? Yeah. This is awesome!
I'm just picturing some idiot in the corporate office going, my grandfather started the company. You know, we were just smoking weed and sitting in the corporate office. It's weird. David Lander passed away on Friday at age 73. He's best known for playing Squiggy.
Yeah.
Andrew Squiggy Squigman on Laverne and Shirley. His sidekick on the show is Lenny. That's Michael McKean. You've seen him in a lot of, Better Call Saul the most recently.
Yes.
David died of complications from MS. He was diagnosed in 84. Wow. 1 year after Laverne and Shirley came to an end, but he kept it a secret until 99 with the release of his memoir, Fall Down Laughing, How Squiggy Caught Multiple Sclerosis and Didn't Tell Nobody. He once said, quote, I was afraid that too many people didn't know what MS was, and I wasn't in a wheelchair. I wasn't having cognitive problems, so I thought as long as I wasn't showing, why tell anyone? He was worried that Hollywood wouldn't hire someone with MS. In fact, he even used to pretend he was an alcoholic to hide some of the signs of MS. because Hollywood would forgive alcoholism but wasn't cool with MS. That's wow.
That's so
interesting.
Sad.
So jeez. I didn't know all that that he had it for that long.
Laverne and Shirley had a great gag where they would do a setup and then they would Lenny and Squiggy would walk in, and here's a good example that this always made me laugh.
Cheryl, believe me, I am not sick, and there is nothing in this place that will make me sick.
Hello, girls.
Obviously, that's when they'd walk in. Hello, ladies. Simple was always funny.
Always funny.
Here's something that probably won't come up during the HBO Max Friends reunion special. Matthew Perry used to make his pregnant ex-girlfriend make drug runs for him. I don't know why this came out now. The woman's name is Katie Edwards. Katie spelled K-A-Y-T-I. There you are. And was back around 2011. She did it so that he wouldn't get caught. She says, quote, he would say, no one's going to pull over a pregnant girl. Don't worry.
Wow, I bet she felt threatened.
KT said Matthew would set up the rendezvous and she'd go to whatever address and pick up the stuff. Quote, sometimes it was pills, cocaine. Sometimes it would be heroin and crack. It was just like a smorgasbord. You never knew what you were going to get. He would even pay her to do it, sometimes up to $4,000 a day. One time, he even super glued his hands to his legs, and she had to use nail polish remover to get them unstuck. He had a tough time. Matthew has had numerous ups and downs with addiction, but he's reportedly clean and engaged to his 29-year-old girlfriend. Katie says she's happy for him. So
sounds like if you're releasing stories like that, you're very happy for him. Yeah, I'm happy that you had your hands super glued to your thighs.
So happy. You know what else he did? Anyway, a lot of us look forward to the tradition of decorating our Christmas tree, but according to the internet, you're probably hanging the lights totally wrong.
Wrong.
The different way of hanging lights is trending this year. Now, this applies to a lot of palm trees down here, so I found this interesting. Instead of wrapping the trees all the way around your Christmas tree, just do the front and hang them vertically. You start at the bottom, you go straight to the top,
I
and back down
that.
To the bottom.
It's wrong. It's wrong.
Gross.
And unfounded, going. Stupid.
Oh, the boys are rebelling. And keep going until the entire tree is filled, the front tree. You could zigzag them horizontally across the front as well, but people on social media claim that vertical lets the light sit closer to the tips of the branches for maximum sparkle.
That's stupid, and I'll tell you why. And I had this discussion with my son yesterday because I put him on lights. You actually want two layers of lights for maximum sparkle. And what we do is we have a pre-lit tree with colored lights on the outside, and then we put the white lights inside and behind. It gives the tree depth. Yeah. And what you don't want them on the outside because then all you see is wires. I hate the internet.
Well, according to one source, that's how they do the lights on the tree in Rockefeller Center. They do them
okay,
vertically.
If your tree is right. over 30 feet tall, then do it that way.
Yeah, but what all about right. the other side? What about what you look at when you're looking outside the window?
Yeah, the back. Got to do the back.
No, you don't put the tree up against a window. Put it in a corner.
Oh.
You know, in our house, we have a small house, so we have a corner. That's what we
I
have.
I have a small house, so all we have is a window.
I have a pre-lit.
Yeah.
I have a pre-lit. Yeah, I didn't do double lights like Alton did over here. I didn't think it was necessary.
Well,
more work than I need.
It was an effort to try to make the day joyful. It failed.
Target is selling 3 packs of dipped Oreos for $4 for Christmas. And people have noticed that one of the cookies in the Santa pack is supposed to be Santa's boots. But it looks totally like male genitalia.
Ooh.
Oh, I saw the picture.
Santa.
It does. It's Santa's boots back to back with the boots coming out like this.
Oh, so the actual, where your
it's,
the ball of your
like,
foot would go. Is,
yes.
Yes. Okay.
Like immediately. No waiting. Like you look at it and go, yep.
Circumcised or uncircumcised?
Circumcised, okay. If you're being specific. Target says, quote, we have not received any feedback directly on this item. The design was intended to represent Santa's boots. Santa's boots. Hey, Santa boots. How you doing, Santa boots?
Want to see my Santa boots?
And now, a little speaking of Christmas, yeah. A 41-year-old guy named Raymond Stavig and a 27-year-old guy named Derek Schertz ran out of a Kohl's in Clackamas, Oregon last week with their arms full of stolen stuff. Then they hopped in their getaway car to speed off, but the battery was dead.
Mm.
That's bad.
So they started asking people in the parking lot to give them a jump, and unfortunately for them, they couldn't get their battery going before the cops got there. How long do you sit there and go... As the cops were pulling up, Raymond offered Derek $1,000 to take the fall for everything. When Derek turned him down, Raymond tried to tell the cops that all the stolen stuff in the car was taken by his wife. All I know is it sounds like the plot of a major motion picture starring Billy Bob Thornton. Right now. I just pictured the, you know, the little person,
yes,
and Billy Bob, you know, on my effing break and all that. Anyway,
I'll give you $1,000 if you take the fall.
Come on now. You think my life can get any worse? Give it your best shot.
Take a shot.
You want $1,000 to take this fall? You put the damn battery in the car. Shut up then. We'll take a break. I'll work on my Billy Bob. You know what? I'll work on my Bad Santa for the holidays.
I'd like that.
Great.
Yes.
That'd be great.
You think you can make my life any worse? You give it your best shot. Anyway, we'll take a break and come back with the Audio Vault. Rob Spielak right here on the Mike O'Meara Show.
I'm too much. Oh, I'm too much, baby.
Tonight, we take a moment to mourn the many legends that we lost this past year.
Blocked Island. No, it's not the home of a swanky resort. It's a place of shame and isolation from TMOS. You see, Mike, Rob, and Oscar are doing important work each and every day on the Mike O'Meara Show. Work that keeps America laughing. And then here you come with your petty complaints and criticism. Blocked Island exists to remind you that your opinions are meaningless and hurtful. So keep listening and enjoying TMOS every day. And if there is ever anything that doesn't tickle your funny bone or offends you, know your role, stay in your lane, and shut the fuck up. God bless you.
Thank you. Thanks so much. It's a beautiful promo.
Yeah.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Meara Show, brought to you by our bonus packages.
Yes.
Hello. My name is Mike O'Meara. If I seem familiar to you, do not be surprised, because I recently became a social media influencer.
Oh.
I'm burning up the gram. I tweet like crazy, and I am the hottest thing on TikTok. Listen. It's M to the B, 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 bang.
Mike, it should be a little more like this.
It's M to the B, 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 it's M to the B,
it's M to the B, M to the B, it's me.
Wait.
M to the B.
Whatever.
Okay, great.
Pretty great, huh?
Yes, it's awesome.
Yes, it is. You see, that strong content allows me to influence you. And may I please influence you to purchase a Mike O'Meara bonus show subscription?
Please.
Everybody's doing it. It's a wonderful holiday gift, and you can trust me, I am an influencer.
You know.
Remember, when you give the gift of the TMOS bonus show, you share laughter for all year long. Or you share laughter all year long, not for all year long.
Oh, well, for as long as you like.
It's a gift that's perfect for everyone on your list, even yourself. Just go to MikeO'MearaShow.com, click the bonus banner, and Godfrey Daniels, every bonus show ever at your fingertips. The bonus show now and forever, your Christmas passport to the Yuletide Asport.
Yes.
Buy it at MikeO'MearaShow.com. Follow me and get influenced.
Yes.
Thank you very much.
Follow me.
It's working really, really great. Now it's time for the Audio Vault. Beaver.
Remember, Mike's an influencer.
M to the B, it's M to the B.
M to the B,
M to the B. M to the B, it's M to the B.
Buy it. Look at my new makeup.
So have you ever heard of a Portuguese guitarist? His name is Andre Atunes.
A Portuguese guitarist? That was, I had a girl at American University that used to do that move, and it was...
The Portuguese guitarist, well, I can't go into it, right?
Yeah, she would do the I said, do the Portuguese guitarist again. And, call my roommate in for that one.
Andre comes into the room the other day, and he sees his daughter watching Kenneth Copeland online, casting, I guess, some sort of magical god spell on COVID, and he was taken by the rhythm of it, and he started riffing guitar next to it. So this is Kenneth Copeland with Andre Atunes on guitar.
We'll exercise judgment right now.
Because we
have... In the name of Jesus!
Hold! Thank you, Jesus.
Standing in the office of the prophet of God, I ex...
awesome.
When I start really to cut a tape like that, I have to roll it in and then I edit it. But the more I listen to it, I laughed less and sort of got into the way it sounded.
It actually does. It's good enough where it sounds like that. From your place of authority, destroyer, you come down and you crawl on your belly
like God commanded you when he put his foot on your head. So that's how that goes. Whoa. I like that.
I love that. That's great.
So a guy wakes up because he smells smoke and he looks over, and we've seen this happen before. It happened to our friend Mickey Coachella. He had a battery charging unit that was smoldering. It sort of self-combusted, and he wanted to get it on tape or video it. So he's talking about it on his phone when it explodes while he's talking about it being on fire. This is some pretty good audio.
I just woke up in the middle of the night and this thing was on fire in the room. It's a portable charger, but it completely... Oh. What the?
Why put it away, dummy?
Whoa.
Right? Right?
Yes.
When it's smoking, why just like, it was smoking.
Smoking.
And I don't understand. Can you play that again?
I just woke up in the middle of the night, and this thing was on fire in the room.
Fire.
It's a portable charger, but it completely.
It's portable. I was
it's
threatened.
Pretty great because
my daughter was threatened.
It's smoking and sort of melty, and he's looking at it, and it's like Frankenstein fire that comes out of it.
I don't understand how it blew up. It was portable.
Mike, are you familiar with a former Maryland congressman named John Delaney?
No.
He is not in office anymore, but he was working some of the news shows on Sunday.
There was an idea. Jack Delaney that owned the Irish bar in Laurel that had the little people walking around as leprechauns.
I think it's his brother.
I remember that one. Jack Delaney's sports pub.
I remember when you brought that up, we doubted you so badly that we Googled it, and it proved right.
Yes. Great windows. Great window painting. Like it was in a strip mall and had like all sorts of pots of gold and stuff in the window. Then you get in, it was a bar, but they had a little guy. They had a little person dressed in a
So here's
his no expense.
John Delaney, he's no longer in office, but he has an idea to get everyone the vaccination.
So my plan is in many ways based on the premise that free is too expensive and that we need more of an incentive to get ourselves to that 70 or 75% number as soon as possible. Mm-hmm. So what I propose is that we actually just pay people to have the vaccine, pay them $1,500. It's kind of a vaccine stimulus instead of a direct cash payment, which I think we're going to do anyhow. Mm-hmm. We should tie it to getting the vaccine. That will cause us to get to that 75% much faster, maybe 3-4 months faster, which will save a lot of lives and allow us to get back to normal.
To me, that's a so crazy it just might work idea, because the more I thought about it, I like it. Mm-hmm. I love it.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. What a brilliant idea. Sometimes an idea is just a good idea. Mm-hmm. And because of that price point, and because you tie it into getting your stimulus
the stimulus
money,
check,
it's fantastic.
Don't who send it. Have them pick it up.
Yeah. Who wouldn't roll out to the local testing, the vaccination spot to pick up their
$1,500
check?
And if there are two doses, you get half and half.
Exactly. You can get a dose every week and retire comfortably at age 60.
It'd you load great. The people up with the $1,500 before they get the second dose. That's going to go bye-bye.
Mm-hmm. We close with this. I recommend everyone watch Saturday Night Live from this past weekend. It was very funny. Jason Bateman was the host and a lot of good sketches, some good Christmas sketches. I won't spoil it, but this was my favorite joke from Update.
Firefighters in Florida rescued a horse that fell into a septic tank and was nearly submerged in raw sewage. A horse submerged in raw sewage is also known as an Arby's beef and cheddar.
This is your Magic Audio Vault. Have a great Monday, everybody.
Let me tell you something about Arby's, okay?
Yeah.
Arby's completely sanctions that shtick.
Yeah, oh, I know.
Yeah, they love
That's
it.
The only way they're able to get away with it. That's why, because Arby's has a great sense of humor.
They've got the meats.
So there's a plug, even though they didn't pay me for this. Go out to Arby's and do that.
Frankie, shut up! It's the end of the show. For God's sakes, I'll put you in a sewer.
Beef and cheddar.
Hi. We'll be back with another show tomorrow. Happy anniversary, gentlemen. It's been
and
a fun
to you
ride.
Too.
Absolutely.
And here's too. To Buddy Moore. Sunny days and happy holidays. For Rob Spiewak and Oscar Santana, this is Mike O'Mara saying so long, everybody.
It's M to the B.
Ciao, ciao.
Before you go, please make a mental note. Today's show was made possible by the TMOS bonus packages. You can secure yours right now by going to MikeOMaraShow.com and clicking on the red bonus banner. Buy it or give it. Either way, you're helping out TMOS, and that's a good thing. Thank you, and go in peace.
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
Pandemic. Pandemic. Pandemic.
It's done, Joan. They packed your things. They're loading your car.
Pandemic.
Do you know who I am? I'm Mo.
Pandemic.